Now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm here with Axel Boyce and basketball coach Jason Tynan. After three games from this past week, and coach, will start off with your win versus Blue Valley Randolph. You win that one on the road, final score 59-46, and you win your fourth, fifth, and sixth win in a row. And in this game versus the Rams, you guys were able to pull away in the second half after a bit of a slow start, you tell me.
Yeah, and you know, that it was a kind of a, we didn't shoot the best from the outside. I think we went 3 of 20 from the outside, from the three-point line. I think Colin and Eli Rockschman, I think they were combined 1 of 15. And so, you know, it was a gritty win. It was great to see, and it's kind of relieving for them. I think sometimes they feel like they have to hit shots. And so I kind of was like, you know, guys, we scored 59 points, and we hit three threes, and we had our two best shooters shoot 1 of 15. And so, you know, it kind of gives them a sense of that they can relax a little bit, that they always don't have to be on. And I think our defense kind of carried us in the second half and allowed us to, you know, get out and transition and run a little bit. And you know, that's kind of the theme of all the ball games that we've played here in the last stretch, is our defense has been getting better. And, you know, we had some lulls against Hanover, but against Centralia, it was locked in the second half. I think we only gave up 14 points.
And kind of talking about that game versus Hanover, you guys win that one at home 61-54. And like you said, you guys never trailed in this one. You kind of had them hanging around just a little bit, and you guys were able to get that win. What did that win mean for you guys after you were able to beat them in the TVL championship to get them again?
Yeah, it's tough to beat a team twice, and, you know, more than likely, or we could potentially see them a third time in the sub-states, but, you know, we knew they were going to be, they'd give us a fight. They're a good team. Like, we'd get up on them, and they'd come back, and they did some good things, and, you know, we were kind of sluggish at times defensively and kind of give up some easy stuff, but we worked through it, and we were able to, you know, keep them at bay and keep in control of the game, especially in that fourth quarter, which is when you want to play your best.
And then your season finale was on Tuesday night. You guys won 45-37 against a Centralia team that gets a piece of the TVL championship. And in this one, you tell me that you guys trailed by 10 at the half, but you guys had an 18-0 run to start the third quarter. How did that all transpire?
You know, we kind of struggle against teams that are very physical and try to keep us out of the paint and do a good job of that. In the first half, Centralia did a phenomenal job of that. And, you know, we kind of talked at halftime, finding new ways to get the ball to the paint and get paint touches and keep playing downhill on them. But we also talked about our defense now being the thing that jump-started our offense and locking in on that side and being able to get some turnovers, get out, transition, and run, being able to get first one-and-done opportunities and get out and run, rebound and run. And so we kind of did that in the second half. And, you know, I think they went 7 minutes in the fourth or the third quarter without scoring, and it allowed us to start on an 18-0 run. And it kind of the momentum shifted, and I think, you know, like once we get in that mode, we're locked, we're tough to get out of it. And so I think that they were rattled a little bit, and they responded and kind of cut it close, a little closer than what it was. But we did a really good job in the second half. I don't think we gave up any second chance points, and I think that we forced like 10 or 12 turnovers in that second half, and that propelled us to a win. And it's good to see. That seems like our theme is that we're playing a good basketball in the second half, which is good for a coach to see. Just, we got to get a little faster start the game with, and so we can, you know, instead of winning by 8 or 10, you can try to bump that up to 15 to 20.
So you guys take all that positive momentum into the postseason, winning six games in a row. You guys get the one seed in the Blue Valley Randolph sub-state. So you get a bye, and you won't play again until Thursday the 29th, as your opponent is to be determined between Pike Valley or Blue Valley Randolph. And also, on the other side of the bracket, there's Lynn as the 3 seed, Hanover as the 2 seed. So as you alluded to, you could possibly meet up for a third time with Hanover. With that being said, I want to get your overall thoughts on this bracket.
It's a good tournament. I mean, Blue Valley on their home court will be tough. I mean, and so I assume that they'll kind of prevail to that. But we played Pike Valley earlier in the year as well, and they have some guys that can do some things. And then on the other side, you got Lynn and Hanover, and Lynn played us close, and Hanover is Hanover. And so I'd imagine it'd be an all TVL kind of semifinals and championship game. But it's always tough to win this time of year, you're going to have to play your best and, you know, overcome some adversity at times. And the thing I like about our team this year, so, and I told the guys in the locker room after the game, you know, we've been down in several games and, you know, behind, and we've never kind of, we never panicked, we never flinched, and we're able to overcome some of that adversity. And that's a good thing going into this time of year, because you need leadership, you need poise, and that's tremendous when you're going into fourth quarter. It's you know, do or die, and you got to come out on top. You got to find a way to get things done, and I like how we've been able to do that this year. So look forward to it. Boys are ready for an opportunity. We'll get a couple days of practice here before we get to play again. Hopefully we keep our sharpness, and we're able to go play our best next weekend.
Axel's path back to state starts next Thursday. Again, they'll take on the winner of the Pike Valley-Blue Valley-Randolph game. That'll be on the 29th. Coach, thanks so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Jared.
That was Axel Boys head basketball coach Jason Tynan here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings.